Who should we wait for, America? What was said, first of all, was that America wants to eliminate ISIL. This is subject to a debate. Who said so? Look at the current situation, what America benefits. America is stealing oil under the justification that America is protecting the country of the region. They decreased the price of oil. They shot themselves and shot all of their beloved. America is stealing the oil of the region. It's also stealing the money, hundreds of billions of dollars under the item of the war needs for the international coalition. Just for ISIL, America is stealing oil, it's stealing money, and America is exhausting us and our armies and our countries. And America, via ISIL, is laying the foundations for animosities. It's not real clear if these animosities will end in decades. It's destroying the country for the interests of the region. For the interests of who? For the interests of Israel. And at the very best, in the best case scenario, if the Americans want to end it, it'll be slow until the American presidential elections. Why now? Before the presidential elections, they can take some steps and strike ISIL in order for the Democratic Party to achieve victory. If we, the Iraqis and the Lebanese and the Syrians and the Egyptians and the Libyans and the Tunisians and the Yemenis and all the peoples of the region, the knife of ISIL must remain on our neck from now until the American presidential elections. Then the Americans will see if they'll do anything. Brothers and sisters, he who relies on the Americans is relying on nothing. You rely on someone who was stealing from you and conspiring against you, and who created these people and sent them to you. We must not wait for the Americans nor the international community. Just as the resistance of Imam Musa Sadr, the resistance of the Lebanese resistance, the national resistance, the Islamic resistance, the resistance of Sayyid Abbas and Sheikh Raghib and Haj Imad, just as they created the resistance in Lebanon and the resistance in Gaza and the resistance in Palestine, it won't wait a unified Arab strategy nor an international unified strategy, and it achieved victory. We won't wait for the Americans, nor will we wait for the NATO. In Iraq, they didn't wait. In Iraq, the religious clerics, the religious figures, the government, the army, popular committees, Shia, Sunnis, Kurds, tribes, they took up arms. And up until now, the Americans aren't giving them arms. Up until now, it's been paid for. All of the arms and ammunition come from Iran and from here or there. They didn't wait for anyone. They defeated ISIL in Diyala, and they defeated it in most of the Salah ad-Din province. They defeated it in Jorf al-Sakhr, and they are defeating it now in Anbar, and they will defeat it in Mosul. Why not? In Syria as well, this happened, and it is happening every day with the good ISIL and the bad ISIL, because they're both ISIL. And in Qusayr and in Qalamun and in the Arsal outskirts, yes. So we must not wait for anyone. We must take the initiative and take responsibility. And therefore, I say, and you might be surprised a bit with the result. Now, from this vision to the region, I say to those who are calling on us to withdraw from Syria, I call on you, let's go together to Syria. I call on you. Maybe we haven't spoken about Iraq before, but we have a very small presence in the first stages of Iraq. But I say to you, let's go together to Iraq and let us come Now they're saying Sayyid is going too far. Let us go anywhere. Let us go anywhere where we can confront this threat which is threatening our security and region, because this is the way we defend Lebanon and the people of Lebanon, and this is the way superpowers of the world behave, and respected powers of the world behave, and the strong armies of the world behave. But I'm not going to take you to Ukraine. Therefore, I say no. In light of the situation in the region, let us reconsider. Yes, let us talk. Our approach, your approach, our evidence, your evidence. Nobody should be afraid. If it ends in Syria, there won't be a settlement. The Syrian administration, no, that's become part of the past. You know, that's all ended. You're more aware of this than we are. So there's no need to make such fears or to fear such matters. There is a real danger that threatens everyone. I call, before the snow melts on the eastern mountain range border, I call for coordination between the Lebanese army and the Syrian Arab army. And I call on the Lebanese government to coordinate with the Syrian government regarding the issue of the refugees or the displaced, and also regarding the security issue. Today, the danger is a lot bigger than any political party calculations or any sectarian calculations. We call for a comprehensive approach in this regard. It was our destiny to fight in defense of Lebanon and the Ummah since 1982, since we were young. Our beards hadn't even grown, but we took this responsibility. We stepped forward, and some of us fell as martyrs, and we continued on this path from 1982 to 2000 to 2006, and today on the same path of the leaders of the martyrs. The convoys of martyrs continue, and with their blood they bring about victory, and the resistance remained and will remain to be the response, and we will continue to take responsibility and bring about victory with our steadfastness and our blood, and with inspiration from our leaders Sayyid Abbas, Sheikh Raghib, and Haj Imad, and Yasir, and all of the martyrs, until God rules. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Live there, you're listening to Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, the Hezbollah Secretary General, speaking, and a very inspiring speech there indeed.